another beat that we ought to have, we ought to beware. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, beware. Amen. Now somebody sitting out there saying, now what in the world? He talking about being where? Someone has said that to be forewarned is to be, excuse me, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. Oh boy, oh boy. You see, the word of God gives us ample warnings, praise God, about being aware, about being aware of certain and real dangers that confront us in our Christian daily walk. They're out there. They're out there. And the Bible has pointed them out to us. Praise God. Can I give you just three things that we ought to be aware of? And then I'm going to move on to that fourth one so we can get out of here. It's already 12 o'clock. Praise God. Beware. First of all, we have to beware of the deception of men.
Come on. Come on.
Somebody said, let me give you a scriptural text for it. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Paul writing to that church that he never even visited. But he said, beware lest any man spoil you through what? Philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of this world, and not after Christ. In other words, he's trying to tell you, don't you go out there and start following any and everything that you see.
Yeah.
Amen. I spent a lot of time out in YouTube and looking at stuff. And I do that because I need to make sure that I could bring some stuff. If I see some stuff out there that's going on,
that's right,
praise God, I need to come back and forewarn you.
Yeah, that's right,
amen, about the stuff that's going on. Amen. I don't like to call names, but when I see famous television evangelists getting into arguments over some other preacher about certain issues, and they begin to air their laundry in the public, you need to beware of that. Beware of the deceit, praise God, of men. Because they, man, you got some people that will sell you down Primrose Path if you allow them to do that. Praise God. I'm talking about beware. You got to beware of the deception of men. Another thing that we have to beware of, we have to beware of the snares of the devil. Don't y'all know that the devil is cunning?
Yes, he is.
Crafty. Amen. And he's on his job. Thank you. Praise God. 24/7. Let me give you a scripture, man. A scripture, Bible scripture that I love. 1 Peter 5:8. Everybody ought to know that scripture. It tells us to be sober. A sober-minded person is somebody who's thinking straight. Your memory is not clouded by a bunch of foolishness, be it alcohol or whatever. Praise God. He said, first of all, we ought to be sober. Then he said, be vigilant. In other words, we need to be watching, praise God, about the things that's going on around us. The reason why he tell us to be sober and he tell us to be vigilant, praise God, he gives the answer. He said, because your adversary, that word adversary means that your enemy, that's somebody that don't mean no good for you. Praise God. He said your adversary, and then he identifies the adversary. Praise God. He said your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. Praise God. He's not the lion of the tribe of Judah, but he is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. We have to beware. Praise God of the deceitfulness, the snares of the devil. How many of y'all have ever watched some of these animal kingdom shows like I love? And y'all watch them wildebeests out there. Y'all watch those poor little lamb and those little small antelope. And you got that big old ferocious lion. He comes around and he'll make a grumble. And those wildebeest and those antelope who are being vigilant, they sober. They say, I heard a grumble. I heard something that's not good for me. And they get off and what? But then you get that one that's weak.
Yes, that's right, Pastor.
Not paying attention.
That's right, Pastor.
Not even looking at his surroundings. Not even looking at the other wildebeest taking off running.
Yeah.
And before you know it,
what's up, Pastor?
That lion.
What's up, Pastor?
You got him.
Got
him. And that's the way Satan wants to do to us. That's what Satan.
Yeah.
I looked at that video and I said, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Oh, Lord. As a roaring lion seeking to devour you. And he doesn't care what your reputation is. He don't care if you're a deacon in the church. He don't care if you're a preacher in the church. He don't care if you're the president of the choir. He don't care if you're the minister of music.
No.
He's looking for somebody to devour.
Right, Pastor. Mess him up.
To mess you up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Can I tell you something? That when that reputation is messed up, it takes a hard time.
Yeah.
Long
time. Yeah, glory. Glory to God.
To get that reputation.
Yes,
back.
It is. Thank you, Lord.
To the devil. So we have to beware.
Yeah.
Praise God. If we want to live a man, better lives,
yes,
2024. But I got to give one more,
yes,
that we have to beware of. I've talked about being aware of deception of men.
Yes.
I've talked about being aware of the devil. But you want to know something? We need to be aware of ourselves. You go to the 12th chapter and you go home. I want you to go home and read the 12th chapter of the book of Luke. Jesus was teaching when he was confronted by a brother who asked Jesus to speak to his brother about dividing the inheritance. Oh, y'all go back and read it. You have to read it now. It's there. Trust me, it's there. And when Jesus answered, he didn't just answer the brother who asked the question. He spoke to both of them. And look at the words. I'm at 12. I'm at Luke 12, 15. Look what he said. Jesus said, take heed and beware of covetousness. And that word covetousness just means greedy. Wanting everything that you got have your eyes on. He says, praise God, look at it. For a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. In other words, he's telling you, don't get caught up. Don't get caught up in wanting, praise God, a whole lot of stuff. If I can just paraphrase it. Praise God. Without first,
uh-huh,
having a relationship with Jesus.
Because
you want to know something? Matthew wrote Jesus' words at Matthew 6:33. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. And guess what? He said, if you seek, That's somebody that's got their priorities in line. Said if you seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, guess what he said? Man, I'm going to add it all to you. Amen. If you want it, praise God, you have put me first.
Yes, sir.
And putting him first means that you're serving him.
Yes.
Putting him first means that you're giving unto him.
Yes.
Putting him first means that you're going to look out for the welfare of those other brothers and sisters,
yes,
who are in need.
Yes.
And he's saying that if you seek first the kingdom of God,
yes, sir,
and his righteousness,
yes, sir,
righteousness, guess what? He'll add every bit of toy that you want.
Yes.
Amen. How many of y'all, I got to say this, man. I laugh sometimes. I was in North Carolina. I was sitting there and I said, Lord have mercy. Man, I walk around my house, Reverend Philip,
uh-huh,
and I said, now what in the world can I spend any money on?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anybody else like that?
Yes,
you look around,
yeah,
and you say, gee whiz.
Yep,
if it wasn't just for everyday food,
yeah,
pray God, don't need no suit, don't need no shoes, don't,
yeah,
need no this, don't need no that, don't need, because God has already,
yeah,
he's already supplied all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because I have seeked him first.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Praise God. So he tells us that we have to beware.
Yeah.
We have to beware,
yeah,
of ourselves.
Yeah.
Amen. And then stop all this old craziness that was only on Flip Wilson. Talking about the devil made you do it. Devil ain't make you do nothing. Anybody here believe that the devil, let me rephrase that. Is there any believer in here today that believe that the devil can make you do something? No. 1 John tells us that greater is he that is in thee than he that is in this world. And don't come talking us that way. You know the devil. I didn't want to go, but the devil put it on me so hard I had to go. No, don't lie, Lord, don't lie. You wanted to do that, so you had to beware of yourself. God, you know, don't y'all know God tired some of y'all lying on the devil? Well, the devil made me do that. No, ain't nobody devil made you do that. You did it because you wanted to do it. Praise God. Because you telling me that the devil made you do something, then you got to go back and check yourself. If you have received the Spirit of God on the inside of you, that's why John could write, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Oh, I know the devil is out in this world, but guess what? There ain't a thing that the devil can make me do. If I decide to go out here today, Curtis Jr., and drink a fifth of vodka, I'm serious. That ain't because the devil did that.
That's right.
Devil didn't make me go to the door and store, Pastor, and buy that vodka.
That's right, Pastor.
Devil didn't take no time to unscrew that top.
That's right, Pastor.
Devil didn't take no time for me to get a glass and put no ice in it and get some orange juice and then pour it in there. I'm stepping on somebody's toes.
Yeah, Pastor.
The devil didn't make me do that. That's,
yeah,
something that I wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because all the time, if you got God on the inside of you,
yeah,
all the time that you are going to the store,
yeah,
to buy the bottle,
yeah,
pray God, there's a still small voice.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Sir, now you're a servant of God.
Yes, sir, Pastor.
You shouldn't go in that store.
That's right, Pastor.
Look, I'm going to tell you how I know about this thing on your shoulder,
yeah,
tell you that. See, you don't know who you're going to see at that cash register.
Yeah, you know, that's right, Pastor.
You don't know. You don't know who's going to come through that store.
Yeah.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome ruler. Until redeeming.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus.
Jesus.
That's what we call you.